The sponsor for today's episode is LA Team. Listen, guys, we are so excited about this sponsorship because a lot of our listeners are small business owners. And the sad reality is a lot of us were negatively impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. So if you, like me, are not as busy with your business as you used to be pre-COVID and are looking for a way to bring in some extra income, this ad is for you. LA Team recruits and supports work-from-home agents acting as freelancers or independent contractors who provide call center support such as sales, customer service, and tech support. They partner with Arise Virtual Solutions, who provides outsourced services and technology to a growing roster of Fortune 500 companies or brands. Now, most of those companies or brands require a minimum of just 15 hours per week. But listen to this, guys. As an independent contractor, you choose when you work, for how long, and when you take time off. And by the way, LA Team is legitimate and accredited by the Better Business Bureau as an A+ business. And now is the perfect time to apply because some of the training courses are being accelerated, so you can begin earning revenue in as little as 5 to 10 days. If you're interested in applying, all you have to do is visit 4LATeam.com. That's the number 4, LATEAM.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Lens Talk Podcast. We're your hosts, Austin.
And I'm Brooke.
And today we're going to talk about our favorite cell phone apps for creatives and small business owners. The first app that we both love and have talked about on a couple of episodes before is Canva. Canva is great for free templates, for marketing, for your Instagram posts, for Instagram stories. They're fully customizable. You can edit the colors. You can edit pretty much everything and make it your own. So we love Canva for anything that's super user friendly.
Yes. Every single post that is on our, not only our main feed, but 90% of our stories are all from Canva templates. It just helps us to keep really consistent, a really consistent feel on our Instagram page. But you can also, if you go to Etsy, you can buy certain templates, whether it's a welcome guide or whatever the case is, and look for ones that are Canva compatible. That way you can download it, upload it into Canva, and then literally fully customize it to fit your color and your look and everything. It's so great. It really is.
Yes, we love Canva.
Right. Okay, so our second must-have cell phone app is Lightroom Mobile. In our last episode, two episodes ago, actually, we said that both of our favorite photo editing platform is Lightroom. And you can have Lightroom Mobile on your phone. You can use presets still on Lightroom Mobile. You can do all the same, you know, editing functions, even the healing function. Like, you can do it all on Lightroom Mobile. So it's really nice if you're at a wedding to, you know, be able to download a couple of pictures really quick on your phone and edit them and show them to the bride and groom that day. Like, it's such a great tool to have to show something really quick, or even to edit pictures that you take on your cell phone too. You can just upload them into Lightroom Mobile and get that same aesthetic that you do without having to maybe email the pictures or only do it on your computer.
Yeah. And then the next one, which we've talked about before too, is Later, which Later is for Instagram posts scheduling. And that just, it's a must have. It's hard to keep up with Instagram's ever changing algorithm and what time is a good time to post and how often am I supposed to post. And so if you want to post consistently and regularly, it's just so much easier to schedule all of your posts for the week, and then you don't have to worry about it again.
Right, exactly. And once you find, like you mentioned, the algorithm, so once you kind of find the time and look at the analytics on your Instagram of when your audience is mainly looking, you can start to just schedule all your stuff for that exact time and help build your platform even more. So I know that's definitely been a huge stress reliever for me, is just taking some time, maybe one day a week, planning everything out. You don't even have to worry about it. So that is wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, so our fourth must-have cell phone app is Pinterest. I love Pinterest. You can not only, you know, get inspiration for posing, but for you new photographers trying to figure out what your editing style or type of photography aesthetic you're going for, jump on Pinterest and just search engagement photography, for example, and look at all the thousands of different pictures and kind of pin ones that you really resonate with, and then work to make your photography look like that, you know? So that's a really good tip for Pinterest. Like I said, posing inspiration, outfit inspiration, even for you like free creative photographers that are always doing fun things. I'm sorry, and that just flew into my tea. But even for those, really creative photo shoots, or you're looking to do something out of the box, again, jump on Pinterest, search creative photography, search photography with mirrors, whatever you want to search, and you can get a ton of inspiration on Pinterest. I'm definitely on Pinterest every single day.
Same. Love Pinterest. The last one is really a good business app, business-related app. It's Mile IQ. Mm-hmm. And on Mile IQ, it connects to your like GPS or navigation system or whatever, and it tracks your mileage. And mm-hmm. then every day you can categorize whatever trips you've taken that day as personal or as work related. And so that comes in handy once your business is to a point where you are operating as an LLC, or you've like registered your business and you're going to file taxes, you want to keep track of your mileage for the photo shoots and for weddings. If you're a traveling photographer, you want to keep track of all of that stuff for tax purposes. So that mm-hmm. app really comes in handy for that.
Definitely. Yeah, that's a really good app to have, because you're driving so much to go different places. And even when you're scouting locations, and you know, that's all wear and tear on your car, that when we run our own business, that's expenses that we have to face. So like you said, for tax purposes and everything, that is a wonderful app to have. We are going to have the links to all of the apps that we talked about today in the podcast description. So feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions about these apps once you've downloaded them. If you want to ask us even further how we use them specifically, just send us a message if you have any questions on any of the apps that we talked about today.
Yes. Yes, well, that wraps up another good episode of Lens Talk. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Lens Talk Podcast, and you'll be able to see what our next episode will be about.
You can also find us on Facebook, where we have a private Facebook group for other photographers. So join that. Send us any messages or emails. Our email is lenstalkpodcast@gmail.com for any future ideas or questions or topics that you want us to go over. You can also leave us a rating on your podcast platform of choice, and you can even become a supporter of our show for as little as 99 cents a month.
Yes. Well, we will see you next Lens Talk Tuesday. That's gonna have to work.
Yeah, that's where
it is what it is.
It is what it is.